As the Trump administration has focused much of its immigration-related policies on border security and new wall construction along the nation's southern border, Republicans and Democrats have typically gone to their separate corners. But U.S. House members approached one economic aspect related to immigration in a bipartisan fashion. That legislation would increase the number of farm laborers legally able to work here. Also included would be safeguards related to pay, housing, and transportation. To learn more, I'm joined by Lady Ronhell. She is communications specialist with the United Farm Workers Foundation. Lady, why is it necessary right now to have a new labor-related farm bill?
It's important that we protect farm workers because at the federal level, we have 2.4 farm workers. Half of those don't have legal status as estimated by the federal government. With the current attacks that the administration keeps throwing and targeting at farm workers, specifically in Delano, California, we had a farm worker couple that was stopped by ICE, and unfortunately they fled, and they were ICE was right behind them, and unfortunately they lost control of their vehicle and passed away in that accident. They left six of their children alone, some of them who were U.S. citizens, and unfortunately farm workers are afraid to leave their homes in the morning to when they're heading to work. And the root of the abuses of the exploitation that farm workers suffer comes down to being lack of legal status. That's what our members have been asking us for. And that's why we sat down for 7 months and negotiated with the nation's top grower associations and Republicans to make sure that we crafted a bill that gave them the stable workforce that they need, and at the same time protected the workers that we have to make sure that they are able to go home without the fear that they will not make it back.
It sounds as though this bill actually has bipartisan support in the House. How are you able to manage that? Because we've seen so much, frankly, disagreement on both sides of the issue when it comes to anything seemingly immigration related.
Right. For the first time, we have Republican members of Congress who are supporting a legalization component because they understand, because they know that they have to protect the domestic workforce that we currently have. In exchange, of course, for us, our non-negotiable is to have our workers earn legal status. And we believe that those who feed us have earned that right.
Let's talk about some of the safeguards that are in the bill aimed at providing minimum standards for wages, housing, and transportation. What problems are these new standards going to solve? And as a second part, we wanted to ask you what you think about the Arizona Farm Bureau president saying that the wage structure is unsustainable and it's not market-based.
So this is a market-based wage. It's used by the USDA Farm Labor Survey, and it's the adverse effect wage rate. In Arizona, currently the rate is $12. So this is based on market. So that point saying that it's not sustainable and that it's not a wage structure for market is factually wrong, because this is coming from the Fair Labor Survey.
Now, coming back to the president of the Arizona Farm Bureau, there's opposition on their part to the action and enforcement part of the bill. They say that's going to open up growers and ranchers to potentially frivolous lawsuits. How would you respond to that?
This bill gives HOA workers equal protections that even undocumented workers already have under the Ag Worker Program Act, which is the federal employment law. So all that this bill is doing is giving HOA workers who come and labor for us to finally have that equal protection that even undocumented workers have. So we are confident, we know that that's what they deserve, and it's a legal safeguard that they are worthy of.
Do you think this is a bright light, something that could actually lead to more comprehensive negotiations going forward if there's the acceptance that something like this is possible?
We know that in order to make meaningful change and in order to preserve that change, we have to work in agreement. We have to come down and make a deal, a compromise, which is why we sat down with the nation's top growers associations, with members of the Democratic Party and Republican Party to make sure that we crafted something that works for both ends of the aisles, and that is something that we can not only get through the House, but also through the Senate. At the day of introduction on October 30th, we had 24 Democrats and 20 Republicans, and that number is only growing up, getting bigger, and we have equal bipartisan support. So we're very confident that we are getting the support from both ends equally.
The hope is to get this bill passed in the House before the end of the year. How difficult, how challenging could it be to get this through the Senate, the still Republican-controlled Senate, even though it is a bipartisan bill, as we've mentioned?
We are very confident that we will not only get this through the House, but that we will also get it through the Senate. At the moment, we don't have a Senate companion because we want to make sure that whatever is crafted in the House is that final component that then we can also push out of the Senate. And like I said, we have equal support from the Democrats and from the Republicans. We have in this legislation, we have members of the Republican Party who have never supported any type of immigration change for the undocumented workers that we have. And so we understand that they have a need for a stable workforce, and we at the same time have the need for legalizing farm workers, and we're very confident that we will not only get this through the House but also through the Senate.
Lady Ron Hell is communications specialist with the United Farm Workers Federation.